Good morning. Good morning. My name is David Soibert, and I am the current president of the Association for Recorded Sound Collections. I'm the outgoing president through Saturday, but I'd like to welcome you to the 44th annual ARS Conference to be held in this beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'd like to start out by thanking our conference hosts, the Historic New Orleans Collection, the Louisiana State Museum, and the Hogan Jazz Archives. So thank you very much to them for extending the invitation to ARSC to meet here in New Orleans for the first time. We've been wanting to meet here in New Orleans for a long time. In a way, it's the absolute perfect city for ARSC to meet in, with its rich musical history, probably one of the most musical of all American cities. So we thank you for extending the invitation to us. I'm not going to give a formal speech. There's lots more interesting people here to follow me. But what I do have to do in my duties as president is open our business meeting this morning. So there's going to be a little bit of a business meeting circus for about 5 minutes, which to new ARSC members might seem a little strange. But I'd like to call our business meeting to order this morning. And our first order of business is to nominate a nominating committee. And the nominating committee is charged with selecting people to run for the officers in next spring's election. Do we have any nominations for the nominating committee? Marcia.
I'd like to nominate Matt Barton.
Great, thank you. Matt Barton. Leah.
I'd like to nominate Sarah Velez.
Thank you. Nominate Sarah Velez. Do we have a third nomination? Louise.
I'd like to nominate Barry Stapleton.
Great. Thank you. Barry Stapleton.
I move that nominations be closed.
Peter Schamburger moves that nominations be closed.
I second that.
Mike Beal seconds the nominations. Do we have a motion to accept the nominations? We have a motion to accept the nominations. All in favor of accepting the nominations, vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We have unanimously accepted the nominations for the nominating committee. With that, I will adjourn the business meeting until Saturday afternoon. At what time do we reconvene the business meeting? At whatever time we reconvene the business meeting on Saturday afternoon. So now we have fulfilled article what is it? It's we've fulfilled Article 10, Section 2 of our bylaws now. So thank you for putting up with that. And with no further ado, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Brenda for some housekeeping issues, and then she will then pass it on to Tim. But thank you and welcome again to the ARS conference.
Good morning. Just a few very quick announcements. First of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors for the conference, the Savada Family, Audiovisual Preservation Solutions, BMS Chase, CubeTech, the Don Hodgman Family, Knox Vintage Records, Prism Sound, and Millennia Music and Media Systems. So a big hand to our conference sponsors. Secondly, the bags. I will say that I went back online last night, and in no way was the metallic nature of the bags revealed. So, but it's New Orleans, and we need a little bling, right? So not a bad thing. Secondly, if you didn't get the word, there is free internet access in your rooms, but you have to register at the front desk for the Wyndham rewards first in order to get the code number. We're having a great reception tonight at the Louisiana State Museum's Cabildo building. DJ Lefty Parker is going to be spinning what he calls his Ponderosa Soul set, And we're going to have a tour of the Louisiana Rock exhibit, and the museum itself will be open for tours. And since it's American Craft Beer Week, we're going to be sampling some local brews, including my favorite name, Abita's Purple Haze. So don't miss that tonight. Banquet tickets will be available till noon, and after that, you're out of luck. The Tom Sancton Jazz Trio is going to be performing at the banquet and the happy hour. And finally, for those of you new to the silent auction in the exhibit hall, you must be here in the middle of the day Saturday when auction closes to pay for your items. So please don't bid if you don't plan to be here on Saturday to pick things up. And I think that's it for announcements at this point. I'll turn it over to Tim.
Ready to get started? This should be a good conference. New Orleans, you've got a wonderful show right around the hotel, as well as here, hopefully, in the meeting rooms, most of which will be in this room and the adjacent room and one other tomorrow down the corridor, just a little bit from here. A couple of things before we start. For the speakers, you know who you are. The audio people will be available in the room starting at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Sessions start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So please come in if you have a laptop or something, bring it in. They've been extremely cooperative, I can tell you, in helping make your equipment work so that you don't have that kind of fumbling that we sometimes have at the beginning of sessions in the middle of the afternoon or something. So 7:30 tomorrow, audio V, and also early on Saturday morning, AV available. Speakers, please come in and check out your equipment then. There are a couple of small changes in the program that you got. You'll notice the ARS program. I just want to point out that your board is hard at work. We changed the logo so that these little emanating sound waves get fainter as they get away from the source, as opposed to louder, which is what it used to be. So your board is working on your behalf to make sure that ARS conforms to the laws of physics, which it did not previously. Inside the program, however, on Saturday afternoon, on the last technical session, which is at, what time is it, at 1:45, the Millenniata presentation in the Lafitte room will take place, but it will be shorter than originally planned since the co-presenter was not able to come, and there will be an additional paper there presented by Mark Hood, and it will be on polarity and phase response. So that's an additional paper by Mark Hood on polarity and phase response, which is added to the 1:45 session on Saturday afternoon, if you're keeping track of that kind of thing. Also in the program for later in this session, there is a list of the panelists who will appear on Dr. Ike Padnos's program. At the very late hour, Dr. Ike was able to get a fourth panelist, a very celebrated person who has been extremely integral to the development of music in New Orleans, a very famous name, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. I will leave that for Dr. Ike, but we will have a fourth panelist in about an hour. You will find out, and please don't. You've got to have something to keep you in the room. So there's that change. I would like to invite up one ARSC member who asked to say a couple of words. I think you'll like this. This is going to be a surprise, but I think it's one you're going to like. So, Mr. Marco.
Better be good.
It's a free record, so everybody's going to like it. Shortly before the conference, my friends at the San Antonio Convention Visitors Bureau unearthed a box of high-fidelity postal music cards, which the CVB produced in 1967, entitled San Antonio, the City of Many Charms, which it is. This is a special song written about San Antonio by Walter German, J-U-R-M-A-N-N, performed in English by Bob Grabot or Grabo, not familiar with him, but also performed in Spanish by Rosita Fernandez, who was quite a well-known performer. I have 168 of these. 169 if you count one that was discolored. Hey, a rare variant. So the reason I'm wearing this shirt is so you can find me. if you would like one. It's one per person, and when they're gone, they're gone. So,
and it's free.
And it's free.
Free gift just for coming. Thank you. Thank you, Rich. All right. Last thing, we don't have a formal survey after this conference, perhaps we should, about reactions to the conference, but I want you to give us some feedback. You can either email me at tim@timbrooks.net or call or any board member, or you may be getting an email, actually, after the conference. What we'd like to know is what you thought of the conference, what the best paper perhaps was that you heard, what you think might be improved about it. We want to make next year's conference and going forward even better. So your reactions as you go through these next couple of days are very valuable to us. So think about that, make notes if you want to, but we're going to ask you for some feedback at the end of the conference.